forum for frank talk about what people do for a living. Work Stew.
Hello, and welcome to Work Stew. It's February 26, 2013, and this is episode number 59. I'm Kate Gase Walton. I'm the editor of Work Stew, an online collection of essays and interviews in which people ponder their work lives. In this episode, I speak with environmental consultant Randy Austin. On the off chance that you have an interest in environmental matters, but unlike Ruben Ramirez, who I interviewed last time, you're not inclined to track down 10-foot-long pythons, Randy Austin's career path might be one to consider. So I am talking this evening with Randy Austin, who is an environmental consultant in Florida. And Randy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
You are very welcome. I'm happy to be here.
So before we get to the really big snakes, which is, I admit, what prompted me to call you, let me first get a sense of the kind of work you do and what was your path to that work? How did you get involved with what you do?
Well, my path was fairly direct. When I got out of graduate school in 1983, I started working for one of my professors. He had a consulting firm in Alabama, and I have been consulting pretty much ever since. I started my own firm in 2002, and it's still going strong. I deal with anything to do with the natural environment, particularly wetlands and wildlife issues.
So what would be a sample client? Like, what kind of project would you be called in on typically?
As a good example, I'm currently consulting on a project to design and build a new parkway, which will connect a very large community called Poinciano. It has approximately 70,000 people to Interstate 4, and that is about an 8-mile section of roadway that would be built to connect that community to the interstate system. So, and I'm dealing with all of the environmental issues and will assist in permitting that roadway.
Got it. So seeing that you have spent your career thinking about environmental issues, I wanted to get your take on this state-sponsored, state-sanctioned python hunt that has just taken place in Florida. And before we dive into your views on that, are you able to just sort of distill what the logic of the state was in holding that contest?
Oh, it's very obvious what their logic is, at least to me it is.
Yeah. So for those who don't live in Florida, how would you describe it?
Well, it was a publicity. The purpose was to gain exposure for the problem of Burmese pythons and the population explosion that is being experienced in southern Florida. It wasn't necessarily to try to eliminate or even reduce the population. It was to make as much public splash as they could so that people became aware of this issue.
And how big a problem is it? I mean, is this something that you have any passing knowledge of? Is it a major threat as far as you're concerned?
Well, the extent of the problem is fairly localized to extreme southern Florida for temperature reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The climate is simply not conducive for these snakes to expand out of extreme southern Florida, so it's never going to be a statewide problem. And my area is central Florida, so I have never experienced an issue with pythons. Some of the locals claim that they have at times found large snakes, but they're probably escaped pets rather than invaders.
Right. So bringing it back to your work then, which is more, I'm gathering, about assessing the environmental impact of, say, a construction project like the kind you're talking about. What are the kinds of goals that you have in mind when you get involved with a project like that? Are you looking at what species are going to be affected and how they might not be, or what's what is your focus?
Well, one of my specialties is possible effects of projects on wildlife species, particularly endangered species. There are regulations at the local, state, and federal level that need to be addressed in order to verify that any project is having the minimal impact on protected species and their habitats. Mm-hmm. And that covers a wide range of species because we have so many protected species located here in Florida.
Right.
My other specialty is wetlands because local, state, and federal regulations require impacts to be minimized before you can obtain a permit for development. So I help developers and engineers and designers in developing a project that minimizes wetland impacts to the greatest extent possible before they're even presented to the agencies for permit review and issuance.
Got it. And is it a growth area, your kind of consulting? Is it something that you would recommend to young people looking for a career?
There's always going to be a potential for career development in this field because development is here to stay. So, yes, if helping the environment in a very practical way, a very hands-on way, is desirable to someone in the environmental field, then this is a great opportunity to develop a career.
That wraps up the interview for today. Thanks again very much to my guest, Randy Austin. Thanks also to everyone who's written an essay for WorkStew. And finally, thanks very much to you for listening today. The next episode will be released in 2 weeks, and I hope you'll check it out. In the meantime, please let me know what you thought of the interview by sending an email to kate@workstew.com, by posting a comment on the WorkStew website, or by writing a review for iTunes. Thanks again, and bye for now.